I've had a real gift of being able to pick music that people like. And I would take payola.
You would.
I took a lot of it.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
So how did that work? Because students are going to be listening to this, and they hear the word payola.
Well, it wasn't illegal then, okay?
Oh, no. And so tell us how that worked.
Well, like record promoters would come to the radio station, and for a while, individual disc jockeys, they would, you know, hustle, but then it became the program director. And the first payola I ever got, I got tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters for playing Buddy Clark records. And I found out rather quickly that if you played the wrong music on your show and didn't get very good ratings, you wouldn't get in payola. And then when I left San Antonio and came up here to WKY and they put me on the radio in 57, I would get as much as a nickel a record that was sold in this town. Rockin' Little Angels, I made so much money off that record, is unbelievable. And what's the guy that found Elvis? His name was Sam, and he had a brother named Phil who would come through the country in a bus and have all the disc jockeys in his bus for about 3 days and have us play these records. And what you did was you played these records, you just wrote them. You know, you'd play them all the time. And if they didn't sell, you quit playing them.
So
I made a lot of money, but in 1960, they made us criminals.
Let's go back here. How did they track you in getting your nickel a record? How did that work? How could they prove that the sales were coming from you, I guess, because you were so dominant in the market?
Well, if that record
took off, then you got the credit for that.
The distributor, you know, then there weren't a whole lot of distributors of the records. There were two here in Oklahoma City, two distributors. And they kept count of it, and they wanted me to play the records, and they wanted me to be real good friends because I was a real record mover. I really was.
Would you play once an hour, twice an hour, or how did you?
Hell, I might play it every hour, you know, and tell everybody how good it was and so forth, and I'd say, this is our ride record this week. Go buy this.
So you would tell them to go out
and
buy
it. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So name some songs and performers, then, that you were promoting like that.
Sam Cooke, Little Richard. Records from Sun, a lot of race records that they called record rhythm and blues records in those days.
Did Elvis get in on that?
No, Elvis was too big. We had to play him anyway.
Okay. So what year is this? Would have been in the 50s?
57 to 60 when they made it illegal.
So before that, 57, what kind of money do you think you were making?
About $77 a week from the station.
Yeah, but what about payola?
Oh, I made as much as $3,500 a record.
Wow. A record?
Yes, sir.
So times how many records?
Well, that's a bunch of records.
You were in tall cotton, weren't
you? Oh, wasn't I? Yeah.
And so you stuck all that money away, and that's what you're retiring on today, right?
No. No. I'm retiring on Social Security,
yeah,
all
right? What a ride.
And in made a lot of money, John, but I never saved a dime.
Yeah. But in your 20s, making that kind of money, you were top dog.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, gambling money and payola and money you make like that don't have any home. You don't ever get to keep it. It goes somewhere else.
Yeah, did you buy nice things, houses and cars?
Oh, yeah,
and
I bought cars. Like, I had convertibles. I mean, I didn't buy anything substantial, which I should have. Because I was afraid of the IRS.
Yeah,
you make a lot of money.
It was not taxed.
You can't spend a lot of money. Otherwise, the IRS will come get you.
How did you get paid? In cash?
Oh, yeah.
So the
not
record,
that stupid.
The record producer or whoever would come to the station?
Would pay me.
And how would he pay you? At the station? Did you have to go off location?
Or I'd go to his place and he'd pay me.
He'd hand you an envelope full of cash?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I wasn't one of the big payola guys in the country. There were guys in the East who made millions.
And I can't remember their names right now. I don't know if you do.
There was a guy in Philadelphia. I can't remember his name. Joe Niagara. God, he was huge.
Yeah.
Huge,
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah,
huge.
But you were making enough money right here.
Well, that didn't happen every week, you know. That just happened on certain records.